On this week's edition of Cross Examined, we will be talking about the President Obama's State of the Union address and how really this was just an anti-white speech, as well as the massive sex attacks in Germany. Will this start occurring here in the United States as we allow more refugees here? Stay tuned. Welcome, my friends, to another episode of Cross Examine. I am your host, Attorney Jason Raw, and we want to just welcome you and all our new listeners. I believe you'll find this show very entertaining as well as very informative. And I would always encourage everyone to look and review some of the shows on White Pride Radio or KKKRadio.com. A lot of different radio programs. Everything is always focused towards the family, concerning about the white families. Wherever you may be residing at, these shows are always focused on the family. So I would really encourage everyone to have your children sit beside you and listen to the various shows. The attacks and the assault on our people is increasing every day, and you need to make sure your children are aware of what is happening and be able to recognize that they have a right to exist, they have a right to preserve their culture. Now, many of you probably had watched the State of the Union address on this past week. It was Tuesday, the 12th, when the State of the Union address occurred. And if anyone listened to it, hopefully you were able to stand there for an hour and actually be able to listen to Obama's speech. It was a very dry speech. It was a speech that really was one that showed the failed accomplishments that he really wanted to do throughout his 7-year term so far. Now, that is what you will probably hear if you watch the news from your Republican commentators, that, oh, it was a speech that just outlined his failed agenda. But really, if you listen to the speech, really he was gloating about the accomplishments that he had done in his 7-year term. And many of you may be saying, well, what accomplishments did he actually do? Well, you have to remember that Obama is very anti-white. He's anti-Christian. He's anti-traditional America. And you look back his 2-term as president and just start focusing on what he has done over the years. He has helped to destroy the family by bringing more immigration and more illegal aliens by the thousands and thousands and thousands. He has made it easier for illegal aliens to bring their children and other family members in. He has relaxed the borders on our southern borders to allow more immigrants to come in. He has allowed more H-2 visas holders to come in. He has helped to promote and encourage the Supreme Court to overturn thousands of years of traditional marriage. He has helped fund the governments in allowing same-sex partner contracts, helped, of course, the Supreme Court in overturning, like I said, the institution of marriage, and now we have same-sex marriage allowed throughout the United States. He has helped financially depress the United States into submission of this one world system in which now we are trillions and trillions dollars in debt. The State of the Union is really the state of a disaster. But according to Obama, it is something he's very happy about. He considers that as a success. And what you have to remember, my friends, is that Obama has an agenda. And that agenda is to create a country that no longer recognizes a traditional America, that no longer recognizes a Western Christian society. Now, again, if you really paid attention to his speech last night, he gives a lot of different parts in the speech that really are code words in which what he says really means something else. And part of thing he says, I'm going to kind of read parts of his speech so you will hopefully focus on what I'm talking about. But in his speech, part of it in the beginning, he talks about, in quote, he says, "But tonight, I want to go easy on the traditional list of proposals for the year ahead. Don't worry, I've got plenty for helping students learn to write computer code to personalizing medical treatments for patients. And I'll keep pushing for progress on the work that still needs doing, fixing a broken immigration system." Now, I want to end there, or stop there, I should say. Broken an immigration system. What he's talking about there is that we already have an immigration system. We already have the Border Patrol. We already have mechanisms in the federal government to prevent illegal aliens to coming across our borders. We already have a way to stop that. Is whether or not we have a willpower to stop the immigration problem, to stop the illegal aliens. Remember, when these people cross our borders, they are breaking the law. They are automatically breaking the law coming into the United States. So we have a ways and means to protect our citizens here in the United States. It is simply a willpower. We do not have the willpower to do it. So how do you fix that? Well, for one, you make sure that we have the necessary manpower on our southern borders to prevent from illegal aliens coming across the borders. Two, when you have an illegal alien here in the United States, you ship them back. Now, a lot of people say, well, you can't have 11 or 12 million illegal aliens in the United States and ship them back. Well, my friends, back in Eisenhower administration, there was a process. There was a campaign called the Wetback. It was called Operation Wetback. And it was literally the United States sent over 2 million illegal aliens back across our southern borders. So that's how you stop them. You first prevent all illegal immigrants coming to the United States. Two, the current illegal immigrants in the United States, you just ship them back. And once illegal aliens know that the United States government is physically going to force their immigration policies and is going to actually ship the illegal aliens back across the southern borders, illegal aliens on their own will naturally start walking back. They will start driving back. They will take the planes. They will take trains. They will get back to their country of origin naturally. Once they know that we're no longer allowing them to come in here, they will go back voluntarily. We arrest illegal aliens and put them in our prison systems temporarily until we can ship them back. You find these corporations that are intentionally having illegal aliens working in their companies. You find those companies, and if you find them, they're not going to hire illegal immigrants at all. It is ways to protect our citizens. So fixing a broken immigration system, it can be fixed immediately. Just enforce our laws. The second thing he talks about is protecting our kids from gun violence. Again, that is a code word that basically means we do not want the Second Amendment. We want to destroy the Second Amendment. We do not want the private citizens, our constitutionally protected, God-given right to have a gun and a firearm to protect ourselves. He's basically saying we need to outlaw guns. We need to make it hard for individuals to have guns, because if you do, then that's going to make sure that little Johnny on the street will no longer be killed by a gun, because guns naturally are just roaming the streets looking for someone to kill. And I say that really laughing, because guns are not doing that. It's evil people with evil intentions going around and harming our citizens. Now, what this actually means in the racial demographics is, realistically, your cities, your major cities that overwhelmingly are non-whites, are the ones where you're having the problems. And small towns, small rural towns that are overwhelmingly white, European in a sense, they don't have the same crime rate as these major cities. And so again, when he talks about protecting our kids from gun violence, he is saying, as a code word, that we need to destroy the Second Amendment. And then he goes on that we're living in a time of extraordinary change. Change that's reshaping the way we live, the way we work, our planet, and our place in the world. All of those, my friends, are really code words to say that white people are no longer in control, that the white man is on the run. And he continues to talk about a changing world, because if the world is changing, if the countries are changing, the traditional white countries, the traditional white Western countries are changing, then, my friends, just accept it. That is basically what he's saying. We just accept it and let's go on, because there's nothing you can do about it. And again, those are code words to our white people to know that there's nothing you can do. But that is what he wants you to think, my friends. That is why he's talking in his State of the Union address about the continual changing climates, our continual change in the racial makeup of our countries, is a way so we can all just accept of what is going on. Now, he also continues to talk about the diversity of America, about how America is built on diversity and how that is a strength of America. And my friends, the strength of America has never been built on diversity. That is just a lie. That's just a flat out lie. A strength of a country is built upon the racial makeup of its country. No country in the world, no society in the world has continued to thrive when it has been a racially mixed country. That is why every country that has racially mixed over the years has eventually fallen. You can look at Egypt. You can look at parts of Rome. Those are some of the examples of a country that has continued to racially mixed, the powerhouses, if you may call it, over the years, that little by little was racially mixed from a white country to parts of being a non-white country, and the country totally collapsed. And America and Europe is no different, my friends. America was definitely built on the strength of diversity. But what was that diversity? That diversity was white people. And the diversity was that white people from all over Europe came to America. So when he talks about the immigrants that came to the United States and how we were built on diversity by the Irish and the English and the French and the Italians, the Scandinavian countries. All these people that came to the United States was because of diversity. Well, he is right. But that is because we all had the same common background. We were all white people. We all had the same common ancestry. We were all from Europe. So we all were Christians. We were all white people. We were all Europeans. So in fact, we were the same people. We may have hailed from different countries in Europe, but we were all Europeans. We were all white people. And so when Obama talks about a diversity as a strength, he is in a way saying that is true, but he's not telling you the whole story, my friends. The whole story is we were built as white Europeans. So that is a strength. But now you're allowing that same type of propaganda to be now refocused and saying diversity means allowing immigrants to come in, allow Mexicans to come in, allow Chinese to come in, allow the refugees to come in from Syria and Iraqis and Saudi Arabia and Bangladesh, wherever you may be coming from, is going to bring an enriched environment of the United States country. It's going to build us up. We are going to continue to increase in our power in the world scene because of the fact that we have diversity. Now, if that is basically what he says. Now, if you look and read a transcript of President Obama's State of the Union address, and I would really encourage everyone to do that. You can start picking through and start seeing the different things he talks about of the strength. Now, I want to go a little bit further, and there's another section he talks about. He talks about immigrants aren't the reason wages have gone up enough. Those are decisions made in the boardroom that too often are put up by curly or earnings over long-term returns. So again, he's basically saying immigrants aren't the reason why we may not have a strong economy or the wages are going up. But that is a lie, my friends. Immigrations are one of the main factors why wages are going up. When you oversaturate the market of cheap labor, then companies do not have to pay decent wages naturally, my friends, to the employees. And so when you have thousands and thousands and millions of illegal aliens taking over the jobs of hardworking Americans, then yes, that is why our unemployment rate is up. That is why you cannot go and work at a job and be there 30 or 40 years and retire from that same job. That is why a mom or dad has to work at two or three part-time jobs just to barely pay the bill. It's because illegal aliens have oversaturated the market. And why are illegal aliens here in the first place? Because our government has no willpower. They are intentionally do not want the illegal aliens to be returned to their homeland. Because again, they want the racial makeup of the United States to change. They don't want the United States to look like America that looked like in the 40s and 50s and the early 60s when the heyday of the United States really boomed right after World War II. That is what President Obama was talking about when he's talking about we're a country of diversity. The immigrants are not the problem. That we are in a changing government, a changing country. That everything and everything that is continually changes is what makes America unique. Now, at the very end of his State of the Union address, I'm going to click down on it. he's really enlightened to the fact of America is changing and that we have to accept it and that it's really is the best thing for us. And I'm going to read the very end here, and it says, quote, "It won't be easy. Our brand of democracy is hard. But I can promise that a year from now, when I no longer hold this office, I'll be right there with you as a citizen, inspired by those voices of fairness and vision, of grit and good humor and kindness that helped America travel so far, voices that help us see ourselves not first and foremost as black or white or Asian or Latino, not as gay or straight, immigrant or native-born, not as Democrats or Republicans, but as Americans first, bound by a common creed. Voices Dr. King believed would have the final word. Voices of unarmed truth and unconditional love." And that is really the paragraph that's really the most detailing of it all. It's because he basically says, it doesn't matter what we are. No, it doesn't matter what race you are. It doesn't matter what religion you are. It doesn't matter if you're an illegal alien or you were born here in the United States. We're all the same people. It doesn't really matter. Just accept it and hope for the best. But again, my friends, those are all code words of annihilating the white race, annihilating Christian society, annihilating the traditional America. America was never pro-homosexual. America was always a white country. America's first Immigration Act in 1789 specifically said that a citizen of the United States could only be a white Christian. And so when he talks about all of this, about doesn't matter if you're black or white or gay or straight, basically he's saying, traditional America, you no longer exist. Except the fact that we are now a tolerant country that accepts everybody. And that's our strength. But no, my friends, that is not our strength. That is going to be the downfall. I'm going to take a very quick break. And we come back and we're going to talk about the massive sex attacks in Europe and how it eventually will come here in the United States. I'll be right back.
Look around the world. Do you notice anything? White people are a global minority. Soon, white people will be the minority in historically white nations. Is it a coincidence, or is there white genocide in our future? What about your children or your grandchildren? Is this the end? Is this our fate? Think about it. This message brought to you by Christian Revival Classics and the Christian Revival Center.
The world of tomorrow is being shaped by the motherhood of today. The tomorrows of life will owe more to the mothers of today than to any other force or institution. Motherhood is still the most potent force in the world. Christian civilization honors itself when it honors motherhood. Our better selves manifest no truer evidence of our chivalry and devotion than when we honor the memory and inherent rights of our mothers.
Rape hysteria, that is what they call it. White Christian women have been maligned for centuries by anti-whites. White women are blamed for the race riots that occurred long ago in America by allegedly lying about black rapes. Sounds a little like Muslim Sharia law, doesn't it? Blame the victim. When you consider that Justice Department findings show over 30,000 confirmed cases of black men raping white women every year, and statistically, zero white on black rapes, I ask you, where is the hysteria? Or is that just a slur they reserve for white women? This message brought to you by the White Women's Perspective.
Welcome back to Cross Examine. I am your host, Attorney Jason Robb, and we just welcome you once again to our show. We have been talking about the President Obama's, farewell speech, but I guess this is technically the State of the Union address. Fortunately, it will be the last one we'll be able to hear from Obama as the president, even though he technically should have not ever been the president because he was never a natural born citizen and does not qualify. But that's for another episode. But I'm talking about the Obama's speech as far as the State of the Union and how it really was an address about code words for white genocide, code words for white guilt upon the white citizens in the United States, and try just to accept change. That's basically what the gist of his speech was. If you read his transcripts of his speech, you could point out various factors where he basically was stating that. Now I want to talk about, real quickly at the very end, I want to talk about this massive sex attacks that's happening in Germany, that actually had happened in Germany. This is New Year's Eve. Over 1,000 refugees in Germany, in the specific town of Cologne, and that is Cologne, Germany. Now, in that town, on New Year's Eve, there was over 1,000, okay, 1,000 Arab, or what was described as North African origin, but basically they were all these so-called refugees, non-whites, that flooded into this town. And if you have been hopefully reading and watching this report where thousands and thousands and thousands of non-white so-called refugees are flooding into Germany, and the German people are upset about this. They just can't believe that their own government is betraying them like this. But in Cologne, Germany, on New Year's Eve, there was over 1,000 of them that sexually assaulted over 100 women. At least 100 women filed criminal complaints of sexual assault, including 2 reported rapes during the festivals on New Year's Eve. Now, the Cologne police, and this is a report by the Cologne police, that stated that the Cologne police reported that describes chaotic and basically shameful mass sex attack. And this is what is quoted in one of the BBC news. It says, "Police in Cologne, Germany were overwhelmed by groups of men attacking women in the city center on New Year's Eve, according to a leaked report. An unidentified senior official who wrote the report for Germany's national police described, quote, a chaotic and shameful evening in which a lack of officers at the scene meant those there reached the limits of their abilities pretty quickly, according to Der Spiegel, which obtained a copy of the report. Women accompanied or not, literally ran a gauntlet through masses of heavily intoxicated men that words cannot describe, the official wrote. The report contradicts the Cologne Police Department's initial depiction of the night as relaxed, a description that has since been recanted. Authorities now say that more than 100 women have filed criminal complaints of sexual assault. Roughly 1,000 men described by officials as being largely Arab or North African origin had congregated in the square outside Cologne stations that night, with groups reportedly breaking off to assault women. Victims described a sense of lawlessness that evening as criminals flaunted the law even with police present." And that is just one report. And now, what a lot of people don't understand is that this mass sex attack is an Arabic culture. This is a culture-driven attack. Now, the German Federal Criminal Police had just announced that the mass sex attacks are a well-known phenomenon in Arabic culture. And there's an actual specific name called Tarushgamia. And the astonishing admission was made by BKA President Holger Munk. And BKA is basically another word for the German Federal Crime Police. And it was an interview that President Holger Munch, in an interview granted by the Welt am Sonntag newspaper in Germany. Now, according to Munch, he says, which was a former senator and head of police in the city of Bremen, he states, quote, planning new measures to tackle mass sexual harassment of women is a phenomenon that has long been a problem in Arab countries where it's known as Tarush Gamia. These crimes are committed by groups of young men during large gatherings of people, such as demonstrations, and range from sexual harassment to rape, that Munch had told Die Welt am Sonntag, adding that before now, Germany has never had this sort of thing. So this is something that Germany just can't even comprehend. They can't understand that these massive sex attacks are occurring. Well, it's occurring because you have these non-whites coming into Germany. And it's also being reported that in Finland, okay, my friends, that in Finland that they've had to deal with these non-white sex attacks at an alarming rate that they never had to occur before. They never had to deal with these sex attacks in Finland. There's a report now that Helsinki, Finland, on New Year's Eve, there was a massive complaints of sexual assaults, which had never had been dealt with before as a result of these non-white so-called refugees flooding into Finland. And there was hundreds of sexual assaults that occurred on New Year's Eve. And so, my friends, this just shows that just one example that when you have a different ways of belief, a different culture, different people that are being thrown into another society, you're going to have clash. You're going to have a clash of cultures. And Finland, Germany, they've never had problems with massive sex attacks. But my friends, it is happening now because there is now non-whites flooding into those countries. Now, is that going to occur here in the United States? When we start seeing refugees flooding into the United States, when we start seeing massive amounts of non-whites into our country, are we going to see these massive sex attacks? Of course you are. And we're already seeing it now. You go into any major city where it's overwhelmingly non-white, you have the same amount of problems. My friends, it's time that you stand up. It's time to recognize that we as a people have a right to protect ourselves. We have a right to love our culture and love our heritage. We have a right to be proud of who we are. So my friends, be patient, be diligent, and remain faithful to your race. And last, my friends, you have the right to exist. I will see you next week.